Welcome to this body awareness exercise. For this exercise, you will be taking a walk outside. You can do this in your own neighborhood or any other place where there are buildings and other people. Please make sure you bring a notebook or the documentation sheet that you can download with this audio file. And bring a pen. You can choose any direction in which you want to walk, and at a certain point within the exercise, I will ask you to turn around and walk back home or wherever you started your journey. If you're not outside yet, please pause the audio and continue when you're ready to walk. Start walking. Walk with a sense of purpose and direction, but not too fast. Make sure you can still notice your surroundings. As you walk, notice the way you're breathing. Do you feel your breath in any particular place in your body? Now that you attend to your breath, did something change? Notice your posture, the way you're holding yourself. Can you feel the way you distribute your weight from one foot to the other as you're walking? Try to observe any bodily sensation, temperatures, rhythms such as your heartbeat, tensions, aches, tingles, pinches, and so on. Notice the way the clothes you're wearing feel. And try to observe all this for now. Don't create stories in your head. For now, observe how your attention shifts, guiding it through the different sensations in your body, letting them linger now and then, and observing how your attention may be drawn to things you observe in your surroundings. Don't stick to any of these things. If you tend to do so, you can try to ease your attention back to your body, to your breath, for instance. So for now, stay with these sensations in and on your body. Now slowly guide your awareness to your surroundings while keeping the same attentiveness to your body. Do this slowly. So shift your awareness to your surroundings while also being attentive to the sensations in your body. And notice whenever you lose awareness of your body and shift your focus all the way to your surroundings. Try to find this balance, this dual attentiveness. Attending to both your body and your surroundings. This is not an easy thing to do. Acknowledge that and keep on practicing this throughout this exercise. So while you walk and while you try to stay aware of your body, notice your surroundings, notice your environment. And do this by noticing first the architecture of your surroundings, meaning solid masses and textures such as walls, the ground, benches, bus booths, buildings. And also notice the textures of these, such as the smooth texture of a glass wall of a bus booth, or the rough texture of the bark of a tree or a brick wall. How do different textures influence the way you relate to particular masses? So, what kind of textures draw your attention? What kind of textures attract you? And what kind of masses or textures do you tend to overlook or maybe draw away from? How do different masses and textures make you feel your body? And then turn your awareness to light and color. The sources of light, like the sun or colorful lights coming from a shop's display. The shadows you or other bodies make in relation to these sources. And the way the light reflects on specific textures. Notice the way in which color plays a particular role in space. The way colors guide your attention and influence the way you feel. But also notice the way in which you feel may also draw your attention to specific colors. So colors may make you feel a certain kind of way, but feeling a certain kind of way may also draw your attention to certain colors. And then turn your attention to sound. To do this, you may free one of your ears from your headphones in order to hear your environment. And notice the sounds created by the environment around you. So the sound of traffic, a barking dog, your shoes on the ground, a slamming door, and so on. Notice what these sounds do. How do they trigger your senses? Maybe certain sounds draw your body towards them, or make you go away from them. Maybe sounds make you walk in a certain kind of way, faster or slower, or with more or less direction. And maybe specific sounds may produce specific memories or thoughts or certain kinds of attitudes. How do sounds make you experience this space? And then turn your attention to mundane objects. So, very daily life kind of objects that surround you. Maybe there's a bench with a waste bin next to it. Notice, would you like to sit there? And why or why not? And as you look at a building you're passing, notice, does someone live there? Who do you picture? What do you see when looking at the window? Are there curtains, decorations? Is the window open or closed? Nose about and be curious about where you are and what is there with you. Try to be precise when you do this and take the time to explore things which you tend to take for granted. As you explore this, try to reflect on how certain things draw your attention. How do they trigger your senses? What associations, memories, feelings do you have? And how does your body feel? So keep on exploring these mundane things for a while, and meanwhile try to uphold this dual attentiveness. So attend both to your environment while also trying to keep track of how your body feels and changes. So feel your breath, notice your posture, and any movements you make. Next, turn your attention to shapes. So notice the shapes of the objects and bodies on the streets. Some of them may be round, others may be angular, and some may be a mixture of the two. Some shapes are stationary, and others might be moving through space. Become aware of the fact that your body also creates a specific kind of shape in space. Notice how your body can form a shape in space, but also together with objects and/or with other bodies, human or non-human. So notice the shape your body makes, notice how you can change this shape, and also notice how you can make a shape together with objects and bodies. Now stop walking for a while and find a place to document your walk so far. So find a place to sit or stand where you can take your pen and paper and try to document what you have done and experienced and felt and observed in this walk so far by attending to solid masses and their textures, light and color, sounds, mundane objects, and shapes. Do this for 2 minutes. So I'll come back to you with more instructions in 2 minutes from now. Now start walking again. And as you walk again, notice different shapes, different objects, mundane objects, sounds, lights, color, solid masses and their textures. And as you pay attention to these different aspects in space, notice also other bodies passing the streets. Become aware that you do not only relate to the streets, but you also engage in spatial relationships with other people and objects. So while you walk along and observe the streets, you are creating spatial relationships with everything in and on the street. Notice the distance between your body and other bodies, human and more than human. Notice groups of bodies. And notice also the distances and spatial relationships between your body and objects. Notice how different spatial relationships to objects and bodies inform your movements. How do different spatial relationships inform the way you feel? When does the distance between bodies and objects tell a particular story? How do spatial relationships inform you about culture, normativities, relations? What kind of different groupings are there, and what do they do? Which grouping suggests an event or emotion, or express a dynamic? How do different spatial relationships make you feel your body? So keep on attending to different spatial relationships, and while you do so, become aware of what they do to you, to your body, and to space. Now stop walking again, find a place to document, and this time document what you've learned, observed, and experienced while attending to spatial relationships. And again, do this for 2 minutes. Now continue your walk again. You are still passing masses and textures, lights and colors, sounds, mundane objects and shapes. Now bring your awareness to the floor pattern you make on the ground by walking through the space. So notice the floor pattern you're creating. To make this more vivid, you can imagine that the bottoms of your feet are painted in a color of your liking. And as you move through space, the picture that evolves on the floor is the floor pattern that emerges over time. Notice how the physical environment and spatial relationships change your floor patterns. So keep on attending to your floor pattern for a while and notice how this floor pattern is influenced by your surroundings, by objects, by people, by light, by sounds, and through spatial relationships. Again, try to continue having this dual attentiveness. So try to focus on your surroundings and on your body and at the same time, while you notice the floor pattern your body creates while moving through space. And again, stop walking for now. Find a place to document. And this time, try to draw your imaginary floor pattern. So imagine how objects and people affect your floor pattern and vice versa. And try to document this onto your paper. Again, take 2 minutes to do this. Now start walking again. And this time, explore in more detail the way you move in terms of direct and indirect movements. So, certain places may invite or require moving directly in space, while other situations may involve indirect movements. Objects or people may make you change direction several times. So crossing the street with a lot of traffic might involve moving as quick and direct as possible. While sometimes you may have to navigate carefully in order to keep an appropriate distance from people. Direct and indirect movements also communicate with your surroundings. Maybe the things around you that draw your attention may make you move more directly or indirectly in space, such as stalled on a market or a shop window or a traffic light, or a person you know and whose attention you want to draw, or maybe a person you want to get away from as fast as possible. So notice your direct and indirect movements for a while and notice how these are influenced, but also influence your surroundings. Now add on to this by bringing into your awareness the way you move your body in terms of gathering or scattering your body in space. So you can also think about this and increasing or decreasing the way you fill the space around you, the way you are present in space. So that has to do with making your body, your presence, big or small. So for instance, if you want to be seen by someone, you may scatter your body in space, taking in as much space as you can. And if you want to make yourself invisible, you gather your body in space, making it small. What situations and places do you encounter on your walk that may make you scatter or gather your body in space? And maybe you notice that moving directly in space and moving indirectly in space hangs together in certain ways with gathering your body in space and scattering your body in space. So keep on attending to this for a while. Now find a place to document again, and this time try to document the way you were using the space around you by being present, by moving through the space in certain ways, directly, indirectly, by making your body and your presence smaller and larger. Find a way to bring this to paper. And again, do this for 2 minutes. Now you can start walking again. For this part of the walk, we will be attending to body boundaries. As you walk, notice your breath. As you breathe in, imagine how you are incorporating parts of the surrounding. So while you breathe in, you're incorporating parts of the surrounding space. Sometimes this is fresh and crisp air, but sometimes the space you incorporate is warm and dense, maybe with pollen from the flowering trees or fume created by traffic. So as you breathe in, you incorporate parts of your environment. In a way, you become one with the space. Where your body ends and where the surrounding space begins becomes far less defined. In a way, you are losing your outlines, or at least they become permeable, a little bit less static and more fluid. So as you walk and breathe, notice how where your body begins and where it ends may vary and may not always be determined by your skin. Maybe some spaces or situations invite very strict and stable body boundaries, while others may invite your boundaries to be more fluid and permeable. So play around with this image of body boundaries and notice what it does, how it makes you attend to the space and your body differently, and what you become aware of while doing this. Now find a place to document again and see if you can bring onto paper what you imagine and feel when you think about body boundaries. So note or draw what you became aware of when you attended to your body boundaries. Again, I will come back to you in 2 minutes. Now start walking again and make your way back home. So turn around and walk back, passing along the same streets with the same particular objects, similar bodies, spatial relationships, and shapes. Recall the specificities of the different spaces you just experienced and the specificities of these experiences. Take time to attend to all the different things you became aware of just now. This time, play around with these different things to attend to a little bit more and notice which of these things draw your attention. So of all the things you just became aware of, the body boundaries, the spatial relationships, the objects, the sounds, etc. Notice what draws your attention most and linger in and explore interesting places and sensations. So do everything a little bit more freely. Let everything pass your awareness again. The way in which you experience the boundaries of your body. The way space changes and how this changes the way you use, feel, and do your body. Imagine the way you're present in space and whether you spread out or scatter your body in space or whether you make your body small, gathering it in space. Imagine the way you move, making direct movements and indirect movements. Notice the floor patterns you make. Be aware of the spatial relationships you produce with other bodies, objects, or groups of bodies. And notice how the specificities of the space, the shapes, the objects, the sounds, the colors, the lights, the masses and textures situate your body in a specific kind of way. So keep on exploring these different ways of being sensitive to your body and space while you walk your way back home. Once you're back home, take as long as you want to make your documentations. And then also study your documentations for a while. Notice which parts of your walk were more easy to document than others. And then reflect on what this tells you about the way you are used to using your body in space. So what do you learn from studying your documentations? Make sure you take some time to do this at home or whenever you're done with your walk. And bring your documentations and your analysis of them to our next gathering. For now, I say goodbye, enjoy the rest of your walk, and see you soon.